add some more peanuts in there. Just like that.
At the mail center on Madison Avenue, Mark Weber pours foam peanuts into a cardboard box. The foam snows over a basket filled with gold-wrapped gifts. When the basket is completely covered, Weber puts another gift-filled basket and a blue stocking in on top of it, pours in some more peanuts, and then tapes the box shut. Weber is the only one working in the store this Saturday. He's also the owner. When he started up more than 20 years ago, things were different.
Started out pretty small, didn't have very much money, and now we're bigger and we still don't have any money.
Okay, I didn't say everything was different, but the shipping industry, the shipping industry of which Weber is a small part, that's changed. You see, Weber opened up almost a decade before Amazon.com started hawking a cornucopia of goods on the internet. When he started, most people weren't buying things from online retailers. They were buying them from catalogs. And when they lamented those catalog purchases, they came into Weber's store and they paid to send them back. Weber says he had lines of customers out the door, all holding regretted catalog purchases.
I mean, at various times, we'd ship 400 or 500 boxes a day out of here. And let me tell you, with 6 or 7 employees running around and peanuts everywhere, it was nuts. Pandemonium.
Of course, even in the age of the internet, there are still returns. While I'm talking to Weber, a woman walks in with a box from Zappos.
Hey, how are you? Just dropping that off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
The box already has a shipping label on it. She printed it out for free at Zappos.com. Weber's customer just puts the box on the counter and then leaves. Weber doesn't make much money off a return like this. He says he'll probably get a few pennies. It's all part of his deal with both FedEx and UPS. He gets a discounted rate with both carriers, but he has to handle their returns, like the Zappos box, if customers bring them in. Weber says he feels like he's caught up in a fight. And it's not his fight. It's a fight between online retailers and brick-and-mortar stores. Offering free shipping on returns helps the online retailers compete with the stores. And big carriers like UPS and FedEx are willing to handle a few returns cheaply because they want the much larger front-end business of shipping purchases to customers. But when it comes to free returns, Weber says,
consumers love that, and the carriers love that. But as a retailer, there's costs associated with that.
Shipping prices go up every year. This year, UPS and FedEx are both raising their prices on the same day, January 2nd, by the same amount. Why, you might ask?
The correct answer to that question is because they can. We're now down to what I refer to as a duopoly.
That's Gerard Hempstead, but he prefers Jerry. He's a consultant who helps companies save money when they ship. He's been in the business about 40 years, and he says when he started, there were hundreds of companies for his clients to choose from. Now there are far fewer, and there are only two big ones, UPS and FedEx.
And so as one goes up, the other one goes up. They're just not pricing to pull away the other carrier's customer. They're far more interested in what both of them publicly say is yield improvement, meaning they're just content to keep handling the same packages they're handling today and just charge more for them.
The Justice Department has an open investigation into antitrust activity at both UPS and FedEx, but Hempstead says he doesn't think there's anything illegal going on, and there doesn't have to be.
You can use the public stage, press releases, to telegraph to the other that which you are doing. So UPS announces that ground rates in January 2nd will go up 5.9%, 5.8%, but they'll reduce the fuel surcharge by 1%. And then that allows the other company to see their press release and pull down their rate tariff and see exactly what they're charging and, lo and behold, publish the exact same rates for a 5-pound package. Totally coincidental, I'm sure.
For his part, Weber at the mail center calls this process osmosis. But he says he doesn't want to indict the big carriers. He thinks their price increases are justified for many reasons.
They have increasing costs just like everyone else. I mean, they have employees and lots of them. Those employees all want to raise every year, and obviously they have to make a profit to make their shareholders happy.
Every year, Weber passes the price increases at UPS and FedEx onto his customers. He says it's the only way he can stay open. As he rings up that box of Christmas gifts he just packed, both the FedEx price and the UPS price flicker on the screen. They're exactly the same. And they're both more than $50. Weber says, "I hate that it costs so much." In Memphis, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.